Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
It sounds like that is kind of a process for you guys when you're recording music, is just kind of get together, have a few drinks and see what happens.
Yeah, like we never really start out with a kind of goal. Like the way we'll start is usually we'll have written down all these different song names, and then we'll like kind of just choose one. So one of the songs on the album is called Try Your Luck, and we actually started with that as a lyric idea. Like we had a whole list, and we're like, why don't we just try to write this song? And so then probably like the first half of the song lyric wise were all song names were written down, and then by the time we finished the song, we realized that we'd used all our good song names in one song, and we were like, so I don't know what to do now. Like we probably need to wait a while and come up with some new song names.
So it's like an improv game. You start with the title and work your way back.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's that? It's like the guy from that sitcom.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, that guy.
Whose line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway? Wow. It's like that, but with like fat beats.
Yeah.
That's like the quote that's going on everywhere now.
Yeah.
So is there like a floating list of song ideas that you all just jump in on, or is there one person that kind of comes with like the musical ideas or the lyrical ideas?
All four of us, free for all. Yeah, I've got a whole bunch on my phone at the moment. I should show you. One of them, I remember, I was reading them yesterday. One of them is, "Who's Mr. Cool? Me." That's one of my song name ideas. I wish I could remember some more.
I had to go on. I was like, "What is it? Dance music."
Can you please get your phone and tell us some more?
We should get people to text in. Potential confidence, you can
name your own next song.
So Janice has pulled out her phone. She's looking through.
Okay, I've got one. So one is, "I don't like your band," which is a bit boring. Then I've got, "Who's Mr. Cool? It's me." Then we got, "Remember when you made fun of my bum bag?" and then I've got, "I am the in crowd." And then that's all I've got right now.
You guys have spent a bit more time as, you know, Janet Planet and Sugar Bones now. Are you learning a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah, I'm kind of learning that that I'm pretty scary. I've found, you know, like all the pictures of me online and whenever any fans talk to me, they're always kind of slightly scared. But like, I don't mind. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I always knew that about you, but I feel like for me, it's like I'm learning the same thing.
Yeah, about me.
About me.
About Sugar Bones. You guys are both growing in confidence.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm a pretty shy guy, so.
It doesn't appear that you're shy on stage, but then sometimes that's the way, you know?
Yeah,
that's a good outlet.
Like, people don't know me. I'm not just a piece of meat. I'm a real sensitive guy, and I'm not just a show pony.
Yeah, and I suppose he has had his arm twisted to kind of do Confidence Man. You know, like, he's actually, like, normally, like, a country guy. And so kind of every now and then when I talk to his friends are kind of like, "Man, I can't believe, like, you put down the guitar and, like, from a country guy, and now you're, like, dancing on stage in hot pants." So
I just want to be singing, like, with my banjo.
Yeah, so I do kind of feel sorry for him.
Do any of those country influences ever sneak into Confidence Man? Like, do you ever catch yourself and you're like...
You remember you played the knife.
The knife.
Yeah, he played a knife.
How do you play a knife?
Well, I could show you, but I'd have to kill you afterwards.
With the knife.
like this, bam.
Is it like a tapping, like the spoons? Like you grate it along a board?
No, it's more of like a shink.
He puts two knives together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guys, you've got a really massive year coming up. You've got a bunch of shows coming up for sideshows in Australia. You've got Groove in the Moo, Bass in the Grass, a bunch of festivals. But then you're off overseas to play some huge festivals. Are there any you're particularly excited about?
I'm pretty excited about Primavera, actually. So, like, there's heaps of our friends playing, like, Rolling Blackouts are playing and Alex Leahy and stuff. So, I think it's going to be a huge, like, kind of group of people over there all touring at the same time. King Giz and stuff are playing same days also.
Yeah, it's a real good little crew.
Will any of them get kind of absorbed into the live show at any point? Would you chuck a veil on King Giz?
I reckon Stu would be down for it.
He's totally keen. Yeah. As long as he can dance.
Like, he wants to dance. He actually was asking me for some dance advice when I was talking to him.
He's professed to me, like, "Oh, my God, it looks so fun. I wish I could dance around like that."
Well, he can't, because he's not allowed to.
Yeah, CTE flutes, Stu.
Yeah.
I definitely always watch King Giz shows going, "These don't look like enough fun."
Yeah, it's so boring. Yeah. Like, everyone hates him. I'm always like, "God damn, Stu, shut up."
Jen and Lewis on Triple J.